the two who had simply appeared in the forest had to have taken away and emerged from the Never Never onto the island directly. It was possible a second summoning like Binder's was underway, but I thought it far more likely that someone had gathered up support and brought it with them through the way. Meanwhile, Mai and Lara were beginning to bare their claws.
"Is that a threat, vampire?" Mai said in a flat tone.
"I would prefer that you regard it as a truth," Lara replied, her own tone losing the charm and conviviality it had contained in some measure throughout the conversation. The wardens behind me started getting nervous. I could feel it, both for myself and through Demon Reach. I heard leather creak as hands were put to the grips of holstered guns and upon hilts of swords. Lara, in response, rested her fingertips lightly upon her own weapons. Her two sisters did the same.
"Wait!" I snapped. "Wait!"
Everyone turned to look at me. I must have looked like a raving madman, standing there with my eyes half-focused, looking back and forth out of pure instinct and force of habit, as the island's intellectus informed me of the rapidly transpiring events. The White Court reinforcements had bypassed the Tower Hill and were headed for the beach to support Lara, which was something, at least. Lara's helicopter hadn't dropped them up there specifically to look for Morgan. It must have come up low, from the north, using the terrain of the hilltop to mask the sound of its arrival. I forced my attention back to the scene around me.
"Holy crap! I knew this would put the pressure on him, but this guy's gone to war."
"What?" Listens to Wind asked. "What are you talking about?"
"Don't start in on one another," I snapped. "Lara, we need to work together, or we're all dead."
She turned her head a little to one side, staring at me.
"Why?"
"Because, better than 100, 110 now, beings have just arrived at different points of the island, and they aren't here to cater the little mixer we've got going. There are only 9 of us, and 15 of you. We're outnumbered 5-1, 6-1 now." Mai stared at me.
"What?"
Howls slithered into the air, muffled by the falling rain, but were made all the more eerie by the lack of direction to them. I recognized them at once. Binder's gray men. They were coming, moving with mindless purpose that cared nothing for the danger of a forest at night. The second group was nearer. They'd stopped growing at 125 and were already on the move toward us. They weren't as fast as the gray men, but they were moving steadily and spreading out into an enormous curved line meant to sweep the forest and then encircle the quarry when they found it. Red light began to pour through the trees in their direction, casting eerie black shadows and turning the rain to blood. I forced myself to think, to ask Demon Reach the right questions. A second's consideration revealed that the two forces would converge on us at exactly the same time. They were working together. The numbers disadvantage was too great. The wardens might get some spells off, and the senior council members would probably leave mounds of corpses piled around them. But outnumbered 6-1, on a dark night, when they would have trouble seeing their targets before they were within a few steps, they wouldn't prevail. The large group would hit them from one side, and the smaller one would come from the other, boxing us in. Unless we could get to one of the two groups first and eliminate it before its partner reached us and hit us from behind. Outnumbered as hideously as we were, the smartest thing would have been to run like hell, but I knew that no one would. The council still had to recover Morgan. Lara still had to recover Thomas. Neither of them enjoyed the advantage I did. To them, the danger was only a vague threat, some howls in the dark, and it would remain so until it was too late to run. Which left us only one option. We had to attack. The gray men howled again from much closer. I gave Ebenezer a desperate glance and then stepped forward, lifting my staff.
"They've got us boxed in. Our only chance is to fight our way clear. Everyone, with me."
Lara and her sisters stared at me in confusion. The wardens did the same, but the fear in my voice and on my face was very real, and when one human being displays a fear response, those nearby it tend to find it psychologically contagious. The warden's eyes immediately went to Ancient Mai. I started jogging, beckoning as I went, and Ebenezer immediately fell in with me.
You heard the man, Ebenezer roared. Wardens, let's move!
At his bellow, the dam broke, and the wardens surged forward to join us. Lara stared at me for another half a second, and then cried,
Go! Go!
To her sisters. They began running with us, effortlessly keeping pace, their motion so graceful and light that it hardly seemed possible that they would leave footprints. I looked over my shoulder as I slowly increased the pace. Ancient Mai had turned toward the hateful red glare coming from the forest to the south, facing it calmly.
Wizard listens to wind, with me. Let us see if we can slow the progress of whatever is coming this way.
Injun Jo went to her side, and the two of them stood there, gathering their will and muttering to each other. I consulted Demon Reach for the best route to follow toward the enemy, put my head down, and charged the demons that were coming to kill us, wardens and vampires alike, at my side.